New York City recently announced that it will divest its pension funds from fossil fuels. But after 5 years of work by climate change activists, State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli still opposes divestment, preferring to push companies like Exxon to study climate risk. WOOC caught up with 350.org after they and several other groups raised the divestment issue once again with DiNapoli at a roundtable on environmental issues.
We're talking with Denise Patel, who is the U.S. Pension Coordinator for 350.org. Recently, the divestment movement secured a big victory when the New York City government officials announced that they were going to support divestment of the city pension funds from fossil fuels. Doesn't quite seem as a clear path to victory at the New York state level. We have had Governor Cuomo come out in favor of divestment, but in reality, the pension fund is controlled by Tom DiNapoli, the state controller. Denise, what's the prospects short-term for divesting the state pension funds from fossil fuel?
I think the prospects are good. We're working on organizing folks around the state to call for pension divestment of this New York State pension funds. We're also building a coalition of environmental groups, climate groups, labor unions, community folks. The reality is that people really understand that the fossil fuel industry is culpable for a lot of what we're seeing in terms of climate impacts and climate change. They've perpetrated climate denial. They've been actively opposing real climate action. And folks also understand that continuing to hold investments, in particular public investments, in those companies is incompatible with a climate-safe future. And so we think the prospects are good because we know we can build momentum around an effort to divest the state pension funds.
Now, in December, Governor Cuomo came out and stated his support for divestment, but the state controller, Tom DiNapoli, was noticeably more circumspect. Recently, not only is he talking about shareholder advocacy, but both the governor and the state controller, Tom DiNapoli, announced a panel to study this issue, to look at something called decarbonization. Does this seem to be a pathway to divestment?
Yes, I think it could certainly be a pathway to divestment if the panel looks seriously at the financial and fiduciary implications of continuing to hold fossil fuel investments, as well as looking at the perspective of what it means to have a continued robust fossil fuel industry that is actively engaged in opposing climate action, which is exactly what the industry is doing. I think once the panel looks at these things and weighs them against each other, they will see that the responsible thing for the pension funds to do and as investors in the industry will be to divest from fossil fuels, because long-term those fossil fuel stocks are going to continue to decline as they have been, and that is being driven not only by the fact that people, elected officials, global leaders are rapidly moving away from fossil fuels in terms of policy, but that they're being outcompeted by renewables and are seeing real competition from electric vehicles and other things that are just going to replace fossil fuels. So looking at the long term, the prospects are not good, and I think the panel will find that. The question is, how rapidly will they act, and what will be the consequences of slow action from divestment? And at the bottom line is, the longer the pension fund continues to be invested in fossil fuels, the longer they're going to be holding on to stocks that have declining prices, and that has real implications for the pension fund, the health of the pension fund, and for pensioners.
Now, we mentioned earlier that New York City recently agreed to at least to start the process of divesting. How has divestment been going, you know, worldwide since 350 started this campaign? And, you know, why are other places starting to divest, but, you know, New York State still seems somewhat hesitant?
Well, the global fossil fuel divestment movement is the fastest growing divestment movement of its kind. When you look back at other divestment movements, whether it was to address the anti-apartheid issues in South Africa or tobacco or Sudan. These are all places where you've seen divestment action. Fossil fuel divestment has grown exponentially over the last few years. When it was first kicked off in 2014, we had a handful of students at a couple of universities pushing their endowments to divest. And now we have over 840 institutions holding assets worth over $6 trillion, moving to divest from coal, oil, and gas. It's tremendous. It's seen rapid growth. And I think what it really tells us is that there's an incredible impetus for action, that we know who's culpable, and we want to hold the fossil fuel industry accountable. And policymakers are seeing that, and it's leading to much bolder climate action than we've seen before the fossil fuel divestment movement kicked off.
Now, the state controller, Ashley, is an elected position, and so in 2018, Tom DiNapoli, will be running for, re-election. What are some of the ways that, say, the average listener, might be able to, reach out to the controller this year and persuade him, perhaps, of the error of his ways?
Well, Comptroller DiNapoli has actually done a handful of really great things with the pension fund. He's moving to put more money into clean energy and renewables. Those are things that we need in order to advance a rapid transition to 100% renewable energy. But he also is continuing along this pathway of shareholder engagement with, in particular, the fossil fuel industry. He himself has noted that although 62% of shareholders were able to successfully pass a resolution calling on Exxon to disclose the inherent climate risk of its current business plan, that the resulting report, which came out just a couple of weeks ago, was really disappointing. We also know that Exxon is launching into an investment program, a large-scale investment program for new drilling in the U.S. They're one of the worst companies in terms of political spending on political action, including through PACs and lobbying and opposing climate-positive action on the city and state levels across the country. And they're generally just bad actors. And I guess the question for me is, and a question should be for most folks, for Comptroller DiNapoli, is knowing how these companies have continued to behave, when is it time to call time's up on their actions? And how much realistically can shareholder engagement groups really do to blunt the impacts of climate change and blunt the actions of the fossil fuel industry on this pathway that they continue towards climate destruction?
We've been talking with Denise Patel, pension coordinator nationally for 350.org. Denise, if people want to educate themselves about the divestment issue, what are some of the ways that they can do that, and how can they keep in touch with 350?
So there's a couple of ways. I encourage folks to go to fossilfree.org, where you can find plenty of resources on how to launch a campaign on divestment or any of our other platforms, which include and rapid transition to 100% renewable energy and an end to any new fossil fuel infrastructure, as well as fossil fuel divestment. And then if you're in New York and you're interested in engaging with us directly, check out the Divest New York campaign. Just Google Divest New York and you'll find us.
Thank you, Denise Patel. And so I'm Mark Dunley, one of the WOOC correspondents, and that was my interview with 350 as part of our ongoing coverage of the campaign to divest the state pension funds from fossil fuels.